you eat the white beans.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you call them? What kind of beans?
Yeah, you can just eat them.
Well, now, I've got a few hills pines. You got the Georgia rattlesnake, Tom Watson, and I don't know, there's three or four different types, names of watermelon. And I usually just pick me up a few seeds and plant me a few hills. Now, the last melons I had any luck with, I didn't come up with my sweet potato patch. They bought a melon, the son-in-law brought in there, and him and the kids eat it out there on the backside and throw some seed out in the sweet potato patch, and he come up in there, and when I dug the sweet potatoes, that was 2 years ago, that when I tore the vine down there, they was down there, big green watermelons in there, as pretty as I ever seen. I don't know, they was
some of them right.
Oh, they was fine, and then they would come up volunteer and grow there.
Well,
we have insect here now. And if you don't stay right after them, when you dump them out in the patch, a regular patch, it's hard to get them by. You've got to be right after them all the time.
Where the cucumbers are, they eat them up. What other kind of melons besides watermelons?
Well, we have a marshmallow, and we have a cubed plant. But I never did get my marshmallows planted this year. I've got some seed in there that the gentleman gave me. Brought the son-in-law up there and gave me the plant, and I found them yesterday. Problems that care of hunting some tacks or something or other, and I found them mushrooms. See, I brought them in, they ain't put them in the garden out there, and so that's as far as I ever got. But this large harp was a large type mushroom, big long yellow melon. He said it was real fine, and of course we used to raise them, but we hadn't raised any. And you get away from here, if you see the point here, with no help, it's hard to get into too many different things. You can't keep up with it. Now, I tried, garden, one thing that I tried to take care of to produce, because you might not make your living.
You're eating cantaloupe nor a mushroom.
If we need rain, we have a nice garden now.
What kind of animals? You know, the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Well, a bat, an owl.
What kind of owls?
Well, the hoot owl and the screech owl. You ever see a screech owl?
Horn owl.
And the horn owl and the screech owl and a little bitty owl.
Uh-huh.
And he'd get right up over you and look at you in the daylight. And you know what he...
The horn that goes under the limb.
And, yeah, you know what he's looking at you, looking off somewhere.
He sits under the limb in the place
all the time. His eyes, he looked like he's looking straight up, maybe when he's looking at you. And then they got the regular big old what we call hoot owl. They're almost extinct. I hadn't heard any in a long time till back this last winter. And one night I stepped down here and I heard one back north of here in the hills. But used to. Yeah, at night, all night, every night. Nearly you hear him over in the wildcat hollering. Hollering and carrying on and hooting and cutting up and together up, you know. You'd think you'd have a convention.
Yeah.
Among themselves, and what I guess. You're the racket.
That's
sort of like the groundhogs. You know, we have quite a few of them in here. And the woodchucks, the groundhog, whatever you want to call them, you know. And they're a very peculiar thing. You know, they come out on the second day of February. If you see the shadow, go back and stay 40 days. We don't know where they're supposed to be pretty good. But I've about lost confidence in him. But I've not lost confidence out on coming out on the second day of February because I killed a bean on the second day of February 1928. And I told my neighbors, this different one come along, I brought him over and sold him down the road and showed him to him. I said, well, I've heard all my life that to come out on the second day of February, this is the first time I've got the proof. And come out, he did. The dog bayed him and killed him and brought him over there and threw him down in the road. It was the second day of February 1928. And I captured that big one. But their curiosity, they're in this era. We have more of them, I guess, than any other type of